Alex here, founder and CEO of Brand High and Hyman Studio, and I am so excited to announce the re-release of our podcast with this mini-series called Building Brand High. Welcome back, everyone, to episode 2 in the Building Brand High series. In episode 1, I explained what Brand High was and how we came to the idea. And today, I'm really going to talk through just my feelings throughout the whole process and my perspective of how I've experienced everything, and then how our team has been shifting things to make them better. Because as you heard in the last episode, we've had definitely some downs in this process, and we're kind of going through a pivot right now with Brand High because we have to. It was either stay in this loop that's obviously not working, no matter how much I wanted it to work, or create change. So we're going to talk through that because I think as an entrepreneur, this is just one example of a moment where you actually have to sit back and be like, okay, this is what's really happening, and I can't run from it. I can't hide from it. I can't pretend like it doesn't exist, because it does. And now I need to face it and make decisions. And I don't feel like that is something a lot of entrepreneurs talk about. So I'm excited to kind of open that conversation up today and get real with you guys and share what I've been going through as a founder and CEO and how I've decided to make decisions and why I made those decisions and whatever. Let's do it. We are currently in process of putting together a full timeline of like the inception and development of Brand High, which I'm really excited to share with you in a future episode. But it's been really interesting to me to just even talk about this with my team, because this process has been so long and you kind of forget about where you were in the beginning. And I was talking to Becca, who's our operations manager, and she's the one who's putting together the initial timeline. And she was like, I was looking through all of our notes and I saw that, you know, we were trying to figure out like what to name Brand High, because at the time it didn't have a name, and what we were going to do with it. And we wrote down, like during one of our meetings, the word app, like application came up, and we like wrote it down. And it's so funny because back then we had no idea it was going to turn into what it is today. And that was in September, like our first meeting was in September 2021. So now it's obviously 2023. And just to think back to like where I was back then compared to where I am today, it's such a huge shift. And it's just important to look back. That's one thing that I consistently recognize as an entrepreneur, is sometimes you don't feel like you're making any progress, or, you know, things are at a standstill, and you had a different idea or picture of how things were going to pan out in your head, and they just don't go that way. And it's frustrating, but you have to look back and kind of see like where you were in the beginning and what your mindset, and just like really feel how you felt at that time and just get back into the mindset of that time. And then you can actually recognize like how much things have shifted. One thing that's been coming up a lot for me just in like life in general is this concept of things not being seen. And in the past, I think I consistently and subconsciously like strived to reach or obtain things like a nice apartment, a nice car, a nice handbag, X amount of money in the bank, X amount of people on my team, X amount of businesses, like these things that can be seen by others, because I was looking for some sort of like recognition from others that I was successful, and that was a way for them to see that I was successful by these things. But there are so many more important aspects of success that come from within, and they're just, you can't see them with the naked eye, or you don't notice them. And it's not necessarily all things that are within. It could be, you know, like, I mean, I look at my team and our vision for Brand High in September of 2021, when Becca was telling me about the notes she had written down to like what it has become and how expansive our vision has gotten for this project. And that is such an accomplishment for me, like to create, you know, kind of shatter that glass ceiling of like what I thought I could do back then to like what I think I can do now. And it feels really, really good. And so, yeah, that theme of just like the invisible and how important that stuff is to success and how much more important it is than the handbag or the car or whatever. All of these things have really made me feel grateful for the experience that we've had creating Brandtai. In the very beginning, we really just wanted to find a better solution and something that was more professional when it came to the trainings that we offered. That was like our main starting point. So thinking back then how we thought we were going to build this on Shopify or just whatever, just like do what we were doing, very similar to what we were doing before, but just like a little updates in the systems and the operations of the way the training was held and executed and delivered to the students. But then that shifted very quickly into like, but could we do something bigger than this? Could we create something that hasn't been created in this space before? And how do we help more people? That was something that kind of came up very early in this process, was like, we wanted to create some sort of a product / service that we could cast to a wider net, because our original trainings that we offered were like one of my first bigger trainings. I think it was designer training that I offered. It was $3,500, which was well worth the price, but not everybody can afford that type of investment in their business at that time. You know what I mean? And so for us, we wanted to create something that was more cost effective so that we could help more people, but also something that was a container for us to continue to add content into so that it still felt always up to date and fresh and like good information. Like we wanted something people wanted to continue to go back to that could continue to help them after the fact. You know what I mean? I think if you look back to our original trainings and the way that most people online do trainings is like either they'll do a live training, which actually isn't as popular as when people record their trainings. But and even in the live training category, I'll even put like coaching in there, like group coaching when they all hop on calls and stuff like that. That's like very similar, I feel like, to the live trainings. We just didn't call it coaching. And then you have, you know, people who record their trainings and they put them up into like Kajabi or whatever. And you go through this training and you go through all the modules and then it's the end. And then that's the end. You're done. Like there's no more. It's not like they continue to add to it or whatever. Maybe some people do if they're recording them and continuing to add them into Kajabi, what have you. But we wanted to create something that would always feel up to date and that we could easily add content into. Because here's the thing, when you're creating anything for your business, you're not just thinking about what is going to sell to my target market. That's just one piece to the puzzle. You also have to think about what you and or your team are willing to put into this offer. And then like, what are you going to price it at so that it is something people want to invest in and they're comfortable investing in that price and they feel like it's well worth the money, but it's also worth your time and your employees' time that you've put into it, which is a really hard balance. And I think that's something people struggle with a lot. So when we were creating Brandtai, now what it is, what it's come to is a year membership is going to be $9.99. And a quarterly membership is going to be $2.99. So that's for 3 months. And then you get everything associated with Brandtai. So it's all within the platform and everything that we do, like whether we do more live trainings and do more Brandtai lives, it's all going to be within the platform. So you, if you have access and you've gotten access, you get access to everything, every single class and template that we've ever put in there, access to every future feature that we offer, et cetera, as long as you keep up your membership. Of course, people can cancel their memberships, and that's like a whole process in business of how to, like the churn rate, it's called. You want to keep your churn rate at like a reasonable number because you don't want a lot of people dropping off, you know? So that's important to like keep people involved. But that's how we will be able to do that, is because we are going to be adding in new features and new content. And just like, this is really our container for us to just be able to teach everything that we've ever wanted to teach and help as many people as we can in different ways. So that's important. But we also have to look at our team, right? So I'm thinking about all this content. It's almost, I mean, what we're really launching with in version 1.0 is a content management system, basically a CMS. And that is to manage all of our classes and templates that we're offering. All those classes and templates, of course, are associated with the brand map, which I spoke about in episode one a little bit. Well, maybe I'll explain that right now because I don't know if I like totally dove into that last time. The brand map was concepted from the human design chart. I just love human design, and I love that you get to get a chart all about yourself. I just find that so interesting, and I think a lot of other people do. So I was like, we can do that for a brand. Like, why can't we create some sort of a chart for a brand to describe the brand's weaknesses, the brand's strengths, what they can improve in, all of that stuff, so that when somebody gets their brand map results, basically what you're getting is you get a bunch of scores in different categories and subcategories within our High Moon method, so within branding. And with those scores, you get write-ups. Like, we literally, you guys, you should see this document we put together. It's, I think it's like 70 pages long or something of different prompts depending on your scores and every single topic that is within our logic. So you get these paragraphs of like, here's what you're doing really amazing in your brand. Keep it up. Here are some things that we think you should focus on if you want to grow your brand, yada, yada. And then at the end, you get paired action steps, which are just classes and templates, to help you take action in the areas of your brand that need it. So now let's go back, rewind. I was explaining how when we were creating Brand High, we had to think about all these things, right? And that one of those things is like the effort and time from our team. So we have this CMS platform now, right, that we're launching with all of these classes and templates. And I think there's like more than 250 in there right now for launch, and putting all of those together in itself was like, holy shit, we were working crazy hours to get those done. But we really had to think to ourselves, like, how is this something that we can keep up? If that is one of the main parts of the platform where it's going to be consistently updated with new content, then how are we going to do that? We need to make sure that we have systems in place or ways for us to make sure that that can happen, because we don't want to promise things. We don't want to overpromise and not deliver, right? Because that's something that's really one of our core values, is really just being like transparent and being genuine about the things that we say. So what we decided on was every class that we create is going to be under 10 minutes long. And this decision wasn't only for myself and the team regarding content creation, but it was for the user. As somebody who is rather busy, and every founder, CEO, entrepreneur, anybody starting a business that I know is fucking busy. Nobody has time anymore. It's not 2020 COVID where everybody's sitting at home. Nobody has time anymore to sit and watch 3-hour-long training videos every day. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're in some sort of a program, like multiple times a week for many hours is a lot of time to dedicate to something. So how can we get information to people in a very quick, efficient way so they can implement it immediately? Because what we're not trying to do with Brand High is hold everybody's hand. I think that that's a problem that occurs with people who take different trainings, is they really get handheld by the educator. And then after the program ends, they're kind of like, well, I don't know what to do, because I was texting that person every day. Every time I had a question, I would ask them, they would give me advice, I would follow it. Like, it just gets to be really messy in that way. And we want to teach people how to fish at Brand High. Like, we want to give you the tools, and then we want you to take what resonates, combine tools together to make your own toolbox. Okay. So that also works really well. The 10 minutes or shorter classes. Some of them are even like 2 minutes long. And another reason we went in that direction was simply because my personal preference, like, again, just going back to being busy, like, if I'm looking up a tutorial on YouTube, I look for the shortest one. When they're like 20 minutes long, I'm like, dude, just fucking tell me how to do this Illustrator trick. Like, I don't need to hear you talk for 500 hours outside of that. Like, I just want to see you make the two moves to do that little Illustrator trick, okay? Okay, bye. Now, let's get into the part that everybody is probably anxious to hear about, which is the demise of hard developers. So I shared a little bit in last episode about the nightmare of the 11/11 launch not happening and finding out that day, like literally the hour we were supposed to launch, that it wasn't going to happen. And today I'm going to share how we're dealing with that today. It's a few months later. And to be honest with you right now, I can't share a whole lot. Because, how do I say this lightly? When you're dealing with a massive issue like this in business, just for the most part, shut the fuck up, because generally it leads to some sort of a legal thing. And oftentimes in contracts, there's a little clause that tells you you cannot talk shit about the other company. So, I haven't told you their name, and I won't tell you their name. But B, I'm not going to talk shit about them. I'm just going to talk about the things that happened. Yay. Here we go. Back when we didn't launch, they requested a week extension, which to us at the time was like, I was flabbergasted. I was like, a whole fucking week? Like, not a day? Like, couldn't you have told us this yesterday, for God's sakes? Any day? And my birthday was the night before. I was literally like out partying with my friends, so excited we were going to launch the next day. I mean, I wouldn't have cared if he would have told me that. At least we would have had a little bit more time to do something about that mess. We did what we could in the moment, which was just kind of tell everyone the honest truth of what happened to some extent and just say, sorry, we're not launching. We'll figure it out. Whatever. So we didn't launch. Then we got a week extension, so we thought it would be done the following week. I didn't have much hope for that, because what we had seen up to that point wasn't even nearly close to like where we needed to be to launch. And I was really fighting with myself a couple months ago, because I was like, am I just like, should I just launch this like as fast as I possibly can? And then make changes. Like, am I being a perfectionist? I was fighting with myself thinking I was being a perfectionist. But I also have to have boundaries of like, here's the bare fucking minimum. And we weren't even close to the bare fucking minimum. So I was like, all right. And at the time, you know, there was so much. And honestly, still, I'm not going to lie, still, there are so many things that need to be updated. I mean, this is a huge project, so that's expected. But there are things that, in my opinion, should not have even been something that we would have to give edits on. It was just clear, like, they made wrong decisions. And it's fine every now and then, but it's a lot. So we're giving them feedback in chunks right now. Like, we're not going through and giving them every single little thing that needs to be updated. I mean, there were things in there that were blatantly spelled wrong. And it's like, all right, we need to get the main big things first, and then we'll go through and get really micro with the spelling on things that they messed up, whatever. So I wasn't hopeful about that week, just knowing that what we see now and like how much needs to be done, there's no way. And right now, even, like, it's still not done. And the amount of iterations that we would need to go through to launch right now is just a lot. And I feel like when we do send in feedback, it's almost like one step forward, two steps back. Things come back broken that weren't broken before. It's just like, ah! So what we're doing to move forward, which I'm going to tread very lightly here, but I will say one of our options is to find more alignment. And I'm going to leave it there. I know that's very vague. Hopefully you can read through the lines. But that is where we're moving, is just trying to find more alignment. And I'm going to dive into that on not just like a Brandtai level, but on a wider scale, so we can really talk through the concept of alignment and how it's really helped me as a founder build so much confidence in my decision making, and also how it's helped me kind of release some shame that I've felt about decisions that I've made, or just feeling like I wasn't good enough or something was wrong with me. So let's go there. Let's dive right in. Over the past 4 years of owning a business, I've had to make a lot of decisions, and I feel like subconsciously what I was looking for was alignment in those decisions. Or when I was feeling really frustrated in particular things, if I felt stuck in something, if I felt like, oh my God, I feel like I've tried everything, whether that was for like an employee that we had on our team that I felt like I had to talk to all the time or kind of hold their hand a little bit, or I just wasn't getting what I was hoping for out of them, or whatever it may be, like that's a big one. Or perhaps it's a client that I just was feeling not aligned with, you know, and this is all about alignment, but just like feeling frustrated about. Or because one thing people don't talk about when it comes to clients is like, your client has their own business, but you're playing such a massive role, especially as like a branding expert in their business. And there are so many times where I'm like, oh, I would do things so differently. And you try and kind of talk to them about it or explain it to them in such a kind, nice way so that hopefully it's something they're interested in like changing. But some of them, obviously, again, like we're all different and they want to do things differently than me. And there's just this like misalignment happening there. And then that feels frustrating. You know, same with the employee, like misalignment happening there. And it feels frustrating. Same with like working with contractors on developing a platform, LOL. And there's a misalignment happening there. And I think in the past, I have put so much shame on myself thinking that I was the problem. And I truly believe in my soul that a healthy dose of that is good. Like you should never think that it's always the other person. Like I always point the finger at myself first, which I don't dislike about myself. Like I like that I can do that. But it also can become a problem by then me not trusting myself and yada yada. So what I've just like really been drawn to is this concept of alignment, because I look back to all of these examples that I've shared with you today. And of course, there's like so many other ones that I've encountered throughout my time owning businesses. But I look back to those and I'm like, oh, it was just simply a misalignment. You know, it's just like when two people meet, or, you know, think about my ex-boyfriends. Like we tried to make it work, but it was just not aligned. You know, we weren't right for each other. And I think that that's something that we shouldn't feel shame around and we shouldn't feel bad about in business. I think it's just business. Like we're not aligned. Like you're not aligned with my company. You're not aligned with my vision. You know, you walk through life and it's just like making friends. Some people you click with and you just get each other, and other people you don't. And there's nothing wrong with you or with the other person. You're just not supposed to click. And that's just like what it is. Simple. The same goes for business. If you have clients who just don't, there's something that's like not clicking, not aligning. If you have people who are working for you, where there's just something not aligning, like you're on a different page. If you hire a team and you just don't feel like you're aligning with them, there is absolutely nothing wrong with you and there's nothing wrong with them. But recognizing that faster, like as soon as you can, honestly, is so beneficial. And that's one thing I think in the past, what I've done is I've been like, I'll give the example of like the employee. We've had multiple different employees who, you know, no longer work with us, and I still care about them and love them and think they're fucking awesome people. But there was just something that like wasn't working when we were working together. And whether that's them not aligning with me because I was like the creative director, for instance, working alongside them on projects, or them just not aligning with the agency style of work or whatever the fuck. Like, I would point the finger at me and be like, I need to do something better. I need to kind of figure this out. One thing that you'll start to learn as you have employees, like full-time employees especially, is every single person needs something different, right? Everybody has a different personality. Some people need more tough love. Some people need you to back the fuck off to get motivation. Everybody needs something different. So in the past, when there were people who just like truly didn't align, it was more so I would be like, oh, I guess I just need to try something different. Like, what I'm doing and how I'm leading isn't working for them. So let me try doing this. Like, let me try being brutally fucking honest and giving them very clear direction instead of like being really nice and sugarcoating it. And not to say I was being mean, I was just being direct. Like, let's try that. And then that wouldn't work. And then it's like, okay, let's try this. And then that wouldn't work. And I just like would go through this spiral of like trying to make it work. This grip on what I was experiencing. So learning, instead of like gripping and doing that whole fucking like loop that I used to do of pointing fingers and shame and gripping on to this like reality that wasn't reality, this dream reality I had, this vision I had of how reality should be, instead of gripping on to that, just releasing it, looking at things point blank, looking at relationships and being like, is this aligned or is this not aligned? And then making your decisions based on how quickly you can see that it's not aligned. You, of course, have to let the relationship or the experience go through a few ups and downs in the beginning. But at some point, it starts to level out. And at some point, things start to become a pattern. And at some point, you need to be like, this isn't aligned. And I need to make a decision, whether it's a hard one or an easy one. And we need to move forward from this because I don't want to be stuck on a loop. So same thing is happening like with people that we choose to hire for certain projects. Like, I don't want to be stuck on a loop anymore. How do I get myself out of this loop? You have to be able to rip yourself out of it. So you need to do things, make hard decisions, have conversations that you didn't want to have, right? Like, these conversations, these decisions were not my vision of how this relationship was going to be. And you have to grieve that of like, reality is different than what I perceived this to be. You have to grieve that perception of what you thought your reality was going to be. And then you have to move forward and say, this is actually reality. And this is how I'm going to make it. This is how I'm going to change it up. I'm going to throw in a little plot twist here and we're going to fix this shit. I mean, I look back at when things started to go awry in like so many instances, right, in business. You know when things are starting to like, okay, but then maybe you get a glimmer of hope here or there. And so you kind of hold on to that hope. And I look back and I'm like, if I would have made that decision quicker and just like ripped the Band-Aid off and did it instead of holding on to those like little glimmers of hope, like the end result is the same. Not aligned, we're separating, right? Like, you got to cut things off. So it's like, no matter what, things get cut off. And it's like, things are better to get cut off earlier than they are later. And you have to use your own discretion and kind of figure out like, when that time is right. But this whole alignment thing has really helped me look at it from a non-emotional perspective of just like, is this aligned? Is this experience aligned? Is my relationship with XYZ aligned? And if it's not, and also when I say I also mean like the business, is the business's relationship with XYZ aligned? And if it's not, it's not. And you just got to be like, all right, it's not aligned. Let me go find more alignment. I also want to mention too that your concept of alignment shifts as you start to recognize it. Like, my idea of what something that was aligned was like 1 year ago compared to today is so different because I've raised my standards. Like, I've really just been like, listen, like, unless you are like 98% aligned, like, I'm not fucking with you, you know, in whatever way. And maybe a year ago, it was like, if you're 80% aligned, I can make that 20% work. I had this like delusional mindset of, okay, they can be mostly aligned and like, oh, I'm seeing these things that I'm not like 100% about, but I'll teach them. I'll get them to the, like, we'll figure it out. It'll be fine. And now I'm like, fuck no. And this is a lesson I've had to learn over time. So if you're a new entrepreneur listening, it's like, if you can start being like, fuck no, no, it's not good enough for me earlier, do that. It's really going to help you in business. And I think too, like, it's worth the wait to find the right XYZ, whatever it is, the right employee, the right team to hire, the right whatever. Like, it's definitely worth the wait because it's such an important part of the work. This whole idea of raising your standards is something I've been really drawn to as well lately, and something that's come up a lot with this whole brand hype process, where it's like, we are no longer settling. I am no longer settling for anything. I will put in as much time, energy, whatever that is needed in order to find the right people, projects, things that are truly aligned and up to the standard that I have set for myself and for my businesses. And that is a non-negotiable, period. I don't care. I am not going to lower my standards for anything. And my employees are not going to lower their standards for anything either. And that's something that has really empowered us as an organization of like, we are badass women who deserve badass things because we are helping people in a badass way. And we have to set those standards for ourselves too. And that's a big thing. You have to not only set these high standards for the people around you, you have to set them for yourself. You have to walk the walk. Like, that's another huge important thing when it comes to business, is walking the walk. That like whole idea of the standards has helped us a lot with this development of Brand High, because I think in the beginning, again, just going back to like how small our vision was in the beginning to like how big it is today, I also feel that way about the standards that we're setting for this project. Like, we are not allowing anything that's lower than the standard that we've set. And the standards that we set in the very beginning were much smaller than the standards that we have now. And the time that we've been able to receive because of the tragedy of not launching on November 11th, like, just solely this time, while it's frustrating, has really allowed us to dream bigger and to get a more clear vision. Because just, you know, these concepts of like alignment and the concept of setting your standards, like, you have to be clear with what those are. And I think that's such a big part that I haven't mentioned yet, and I can't believe I haven't mentioned it yet, but you really have to have clarity around like what your standards are, and you have to have clarity around what alignment means and like what you're actually looking for. And I think that's why in the past, I was okay with like the 80% alignment, because I wasn't really even sure if that person was aligned. They were just the most aligned that I had found. Like, I was naive. I was naive to things at the time. So that shame piece of me like shaming myself, I didn't know any better. And as we go through business, we are always going to fuck up, and we are always going to be put in situations that maybe, you know, in the future we'd look back and be like, shit, I wish I didn't do that. But most of the time, we have to give ourselves credit because we didn't know any better. And the only way to know, and the only way to grow, and the only way to become more wise as a business owner, as a person, is to be blindly thrown into those situations and to get yourself out of them, and then to look back and be like, okay, yeah, now I know what was happening here. And now I have a new perspective, and I have new knowledge on how I can move forward in a more aligned way. All right, so this was a hodgepodge of information shared today. You got to hear my stream of conscience. I hope you enjoyed. I'm going to wrap this up with a nice little bow by talking about where we're at now when it comes to our mindset with this whole Brand High development stuff. So right now, I am really, again, just using time. Like, the team is using time. I'm allowing time. I'm not trying to force this anymore like I was before. I'm just letting it move at the pace that it's moving, because one big thing for me is I want to enjoy the process. And if I'm not having fun throughout the process, that's a problem. And for a while there, I was not having fun. Like 2022, I wasn't having fun with this process. I was working, overworking myself, and just like trying to speed up time. There was a psychic one time. This is my nature is to like push and force and get things done because I know that I can. And there was a psychic that I saw one time who called me a time bender. And that was like so spot on and funny to me. So instead of bending time and forcing things to happen, which if you can picture that in your head of like a metal pole and me trying to bend it, do you know how badly that hurts? Like it hurts me. And that's something I'm realizing as a founder is I just need to put my health first and really figure out how I can sustainably build businesses versus like rushing to get them done and thrown out there. So we're just, again, using time to our advantage, taking it slow, allowing insights and visions and dreams to come through about Brand High that have been, wow, you guys, like, I can't wait to share more about it, because everything I feel like is just really kind of piecing together. It's like a puzzle that's coming together. And the more time we have, the more puzzle pieces we find. And so we're getting really, really clear with our vision and with how this is going to pan out, which is cool. And it's something that we couldn't have taken advantage of if we would have launched on our original timeline. So that's exciting. And I'm trying to, those invisible positives, you know, that I was talking about at the beginning of this episode, that's something that's invisible that I've really kind of been leaning into. So that is what's happening. We are trying to find more alignment with the people that we're working with. And we are just trying to get ahead of the game. And that's another piece of this is we want to stop procrastinating about content. We want to be proactive versus reactive. So we're trying to be really proactive about the content that we're creating. So creating a lot of content that we're going to drip into the platform and have it all ready so that it's done. And we're providing everything that we've promised about this amazing platform. So that's another thing, just really like getting ahead of the game. And then we're also really putting more time into developing High Moon Studio, because obviously Brand High and High Moon Studio are two separate companies. They're like sister companies, but they're separate. So now we're kind of saying, okay, Brand High is going to take a back seat. We've put so much focus on Brand High in 2022. And now we're just like, we know what we're doing. We know the steps that we're taking, but we're letting them run their own course. So let's put our energy and time into High Moon, where we can really find alignment with our clients there. And we've been doing a lot of work on our systems and back end so that that business can move really smoothly. And it's been going really, really well. I really feel like with High Moon, we have really started to find true alignment with our clients and the people we're working with. It's just feeling like all of this work that I've put in over the past 4 years in that business is, it's really coming together, and my actual vision of what I wanted this agency to look like is becoming reality, which is so exciting. And we just moved down to a 4-day work week. And that experience has been extremely positive. It's literally our first week, but we were more productive than ever this week, and we got so much done. And I just feel like I'm finally moving at a pace that feels positive and good and reassuring. And I have space, but I also am feeling very motivated. So that's where we're at right now. We'll definitely keep you updated with the progression of like what is happening with Brand High. And next time, I'm actually going to go through that timeline. I find that type of content so interesting when I can see an entrepreneur and where they started versus where they ended up. But oftentimes, the middle part is always left out. And so I think it's going to be really fun to share with you guys the ups and the downs and the roller coaster that Brand High has been through this timeline. So you can actually see like how long it's taken us to go from point A to point B, whether that was like the inception of the idea versus like when we named it, when we bought the domain for it, all of that type of stuff, when we got lawyers involved, when we started creating content, like all of the fun in between bits that people don't usually talk about because maybe they think other people aren't interested. But I'm going to assume you guys are going to find it interesting because that's something that I would find interesting. So I'm going to create content that I would enjoy and hopefully we're aligned and you find it enjoyable as well. Thank you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in the next episode. I don't want to say when that's going to come out because, to be honest with you, I just create these when I'm feeling it. So I'll see you in the next episode, whenever that will be. Mwah.